Oh, no. Anyway, coming up next to the stage, Jonathan Giuseppe.
All right, guys. Like Tyler's story, I think my story, I don't know if it has a moral yet. Maybe I just haven't understood it. But here we go. Has anybody ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Yeah.
You got to keep things hot. What did you do? We got to get in. I only have 5 minutes. You got to Skype, right? You have to Skype. And Skyping is weird because, like, it's weird for me because, like, I can't do any, like, sexy moves. Like, I'm just jerking off in front of a computer. It's like, what am I doing? This doesn't feel... This can't be sexy for you. And then, like, you got to do, like, you have to do, you know...
Letters.
Yeah, but the letters is like, gee, you know. This is not... This is not... Nowadays, this is not enough. Phone sex? Anybody do phone sex? Yeah, you gotta do phone sex, right? So, at this time I was a dog walker and my girlfriend lived in San Francisco. So she called me one day and she was like, hey, do you want to have phone sex? And I said, sure. So I'm walking a dog and having phone sex with my girlfriend. So it's going on for like a while. We finally get back to the house that I'm, you know, and I'm just hanging out having phone sex for just a long time. It was like 30 minutes of phone sex. And finally I'm like, look, I've got to get upstairs, drop this dog upstairs, and then come back down, and then we continue the phone sex. That's, you know, whatever. So I get up, I get back down, and she's like, oh, look, I just finished. I'm all set. And I didn't know, like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I was like, where would this have even gone for me? Why did I start having phone sex? Like, where would this lead? And so I'm so horny. I've been having phone sex for now, like, 45 minutes. The horniest I've ever been. So I get on my bike with a huge boner. And I bike 2 miles to the next house where the dog I have to walk. So I get into the house, I get into the bathroom, and yeah. I'm so horny! So horny! I'm so horny at this point. I jerked off real quick. It was like 3 pumps, and I was like, oh god, oh my god, I'm this person now. Oh, like, oh, I've switched! Like, you know, you like you wake out of a blackout, you're like, no, I'm all different. So I clean that up, get out, and I go like, try to get, you know, a hold of myself of like, we lost track of who we were for a little bit. Just get through this day. So I get out of the bathroom and I go, Walter? Walter? Like, it's just like pit bull. I was like, oh, okay, I walk him all the time. Walter's not there. I wasn't supposed to be walking that dog that day. So essentially, I broke into a stranger's house and jerked off in their bathroom and then just left. Do you know how weird that feels? You're like, well, I guess we gotta get out of here. I don't know. Can I ever tell anybody about this? This is... So, I don't think there's a moral to that story. There can't be a moral to that story. I think the only moral is, if you're gonna have phone sex, just be at home when you start. All right, guys, that's my story. Thank you.
The moral is you're a hero. Come on. Yeah. All right.